Welcome. Today, we're discussing exciting new developments in local AI models for coding, specifically focusing on DevStrel.
Oh, local models? I'm all ears. What makes DevStrel so special?
Well, it's the first model I've found that can actually handle my entire junior intern-level coding evaluation locally. Think stubbing out code, simple functions, APIs, even SQL. DevStrel can tackle it.
Seriously? Locally? That's a game changer. Most powerful models need a server farm, right?
Exactly. This is a 23.6 billion parameter model. The Q6 quantization from Unsloth. Running smoothly on my machine. It even outperforms the LM Studio variant in my tests.
Wow, that's impressive. But how well does it actually code? Can it build real-world applications?
I put it through its paces. Everything from games like Billiards and Connect 4 to a full-blown landing page, even a whiteboard app. The results? Pretty darn good. The physics in the Billiards game actually work, which is a huge leap from what older models could manage.
No way. I remember when getting a simple Hello World from a local model felt like a miracle.
I know, right? It even handles pathfinding and Sudoku. Now, it's not perfect. The Connect 4 AI plays against itself, and the Billiards game layout could be better. But as a starting point, gold.
So, it's a good tool for bootstrapping projects then?
Absolutely, and it's fast. Generating a landing page with DevStrel took around 2,400 tokens, while GLM, a strong competitor, needed over 10,000 for similar output. Though, I must admit, GLM has more style.
Style over substance, eh? But what about the coding substance? How's its accuracy?
That's where my evaluations come in. DevStrel scored a solid 56.9%, comparable to Gemini 2.5 Flash, but with the huge advantage of running locally. Plus, the Q8 version scores even higher.
Wait, so it's comparable to Gemini? That's a heavyweight. Any downsides?
Well, it's not quite ready for vibe coding straight into production. You need to be specific with your instructions. Also, GLM, despite its context window limitations, scores higher on certain coding tasks. But if context is key, DevStrel's 128K limit is a lifesaver. I even tested it with 80K contexts, and it stayed on track.
128K, that's a lot of context. So you're saying it's all sunshine and rainbows with DevStrel?
Not entirely. The apply diff setting in LM Studio doesn't work well with it. Best to turn it off. And like all models, it can sometimes error out. If it does, just cancel and restart. It's a bit finicky, but the results are worth it.
I see. Interesting. Any special hardware requirements?
I'm running it on an RTX 5090. It's a beast, but pricey. However, with some tweaking, like enabling flash attention and optimizing KV cache quantization, you can get great performance even on less powerful hardware. I've included my optimal settings in the show notes.
Got it. So final thoughts on DevStrel.
It's a powerful tool for local development, especially if you're working with code bases that demand a larger context window. It's not a magic bullet, but with careful prompting and the right settings, it can significantly boost your productivity. And that, my friends, is worth exploring. Until next time, peace out.
Goodbye.